Live from KQED News, I'm Danielle Venton. The San Francisco Bar Association is calling for the city to protect its judges and their independence. That's after one of them began getting death threats after she sentenced a stabbing suspect to mental health probation rather than prison. KQED's Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez explains.
Daniel Cowich stabbed 94-year-old Ahn Peng Taylor in 2021. Asian American groups are accusing Judge Kay Sennin of giving a free pass to a suspect who harbors anti-Asian hate. The DA's office also says the judge erred. His attorney says he's not racist, but he is mentally ill and in need of treatment. Retired Superior Court Judge Lillian Singh says the attacks on Sennin are driven by politics.
Those who are trying to use the anti-Asian hate sentiment to attack judges are really wrong. They're weaponizing, they're using anti-Asian hate sentiment.
The SF Bar Association is calling for politicians to cool their rhetoric for safety's sake. I'm Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez, KQED News.
A federal judge has sentenced an East Bay man to 11 months in prison for threatening former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. David Carrier of Concord pleaded guilty in December to two counts of making threats against a federal official. 2 weeks after the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol, Carrier left a message on Pelosi's office voicemail when the San Francisco congresswoman was speaker, threatening to assault her. Federal prosecutors say a year and a half later, he left a voicemail threatening to assault Mayorkas. I'm Danielle Venton, KQED News.